This is File 46. I am interviewing Mrs. Barbara Marks Rohrbach at her home, 20 Grove Street, Salisbury, Connecticut. The date is May 3rd, 2013. She's going to talk about her life and times in Salisbury and all of the wonderful people that she has known. What is your full name?
Barbara Rose Rohrbach.
And your birth date?
February 4th, 1936.
Now, your birthplace is interesting. Where were you born?
I was born in my grandfather's home on...
Which is now...
Echo Street.
Is the house still in existence?
Yes.
And because it was February, who was the doctor that came?
It was Dr. Peterson, and I was born during a snowstorm.
Oh, my. He must have had a hard time getting there.
I don't think anything was hard for him.
He was a nice man.
Great.
Can you tell me anything more about Dr. Peterson?
Well, he had his office in Lakeville.
And was it in his home?
In his home. And I can remember sitting on the porch waiting for my turn to go see him.
And you also mentioned something about surgery.
I did have surgery when I was very young. I was sick a lot, so... My mother called him one night, and he had to come and do a
tracheotomy?
Tracheotomy on our kitchen table.
Oh, that must have been cute.
It was. My one brother was looking in the window.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What were your parents' names?
My father was Claude Marks. And my mother was Grace Elizabeth Ball.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
I have 5 brothers. 2 were older and 3 were younger.
May I have their names?
My brother Claude was the oldest. And then Alan. Then me. And then Peter, David, and Robert.
And do any of Peter, David, or Robert still live in the area?
Yes.
Good. Good. What was your educational background? Where did you go to school?
I went to school at the old school on Grove Street, and I went to Salisbury Central in Lakeville. And I went to Housatonic Valley Regional High School.
Now, when you went to Grove Street School, do you remember any of the teachers that you had?
Yes, we had Mrs. McCone, and there was a Ruth White who later married Charles Parsons.
The Mrs. McCone, would that have been... Molly Kelly's mother?
Yes.
Good. And how about the teachers at Salisbury Central? Do you remember any of them?
I can remember Mrs. LeMoyne.
And that would have been Frances Ham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mrs. Peacock. Mm-hmm. There was a Mrs. Veer. There was a Mr. Migas.
Yeah.
A Mrs. Wilson. Mrs. Eggleston.
Was Mrs. Eggleston principal or just the teacher at that
time? She later became principal, but she was a teacher when I was there.
Okay. Now we're going to backtrack a little bit. Where did you play as a child?
We played a lot in the library, one of our favorite places. We played a lot on the green in front of the White Hart Inn.
The Did you play in the cemetery at all?
I was really afraid of the cemetery, so I stayed away from that.
Did you have a lot of children in the neighborhood to play with?
I didn't, no. There weren't a lot children in the neighborhood that I played with. Actually, I was a tomboy, so...
Oh, good.
And my brothers were very protective of me.
Well, that's good. Now, you have a picture of the whole family.
Yeah.
And I'd like you, if we can't see the picture, I'd like you to point out there are five people in the picture.
This is a five-generation picture. It shows my cousin Mickey.
What was Mickey's real name?
Mildred.
Okay.
She later married Ongley.
John?
Mike
Ongley.
And this is my Aunt Elsie.
Elsie Ball.
Elsie Ball. And this is my grandmother, Minnie Smith. And this is her mother. And
do you remember what her mother's name was?
No,
okay.
I don't. And then there's the mother of my grandmother's mother.
And these two ladies, you're not familiar with the names?
No, I'm not.
That's fine. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to Grove School, do you remember about how was the school heated? Was it a wood stove?
No, it was, I don't know what was in the cellar, but there was a radiator in the floor.
Oh,
and
okay.
I can remember standing on it a couple of times, and I fainted.
Ooh.
And I woke up on one of the tables.
Did you have individual desks? Did you have a long table?
We had a long table.
Long table.
Mm.
Oh, okay. And did you come home for lunch, or was lunch served?
We had lunch at the school. Mrs. Emma Sr. Lived close to the school, and she would cook the food, and then the two of the kids would come over and bring it back to the school.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
The original hot lunch program.
Was great.
Did you have either milk or cocoa or anything mid-morning, mid-afternoon?
I don't remember.
Okay. Now, you told me about a teacher that you knew of that taught in the Taconic schools.
That would be Flora Holmes.
And Flora Holmes was the mother of...
Laura Johnson.
Did you ever visit the Taconic School, either as a child or
no,
an adult?
No, it was torn down.
The original building was torn down.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the Grove School that you went to? I know there were two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The first one got moved.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of the outside of that. Did you attend the second school that was torn down?
That would have been the little kindergarten?
Yes.
I didn't know.
So you went to the first school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're going to move over to the Grove.
Okay.
Who was running it at the time that you were swimming there?
I can remember David Timmons.
Okay. Do you remember Frank Markey at all?
Yes, I do.
And who taught, what were the activities? Did they have a playground? Did they have swimming lessons?
They had swimming lessons taught by Jeanette Appleby, and she would swim across the lake. We were in awe of that.
Oh, yes.
And she taught lessons, and we couldn't afford to pay for them, and... So I would stand and watch as she taught,
mm-hmm.
and then I would do it. So in that way, I
that's how you learned to swim. Did you spend a lot of time at the Grove?
I spent, quite a bit.
How did you get there?
We walked.
Good.
We just walked everywhere.
And it's a bit of a hike. Mm, it would be, I'm going to say a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, so that would take about a half an hour. Mm-hmm. All right. Where did your father work?
My father worked at the knife handle factory.
And where was that located?
That was on Factory Street.
Who owned it?
Philip Warner.
And what kind of a man was Mr. Warner?
Oh, he was great. He was absolutely great. Every year he used to load us in the back of his little old truck, all of us, and he would take us up to his camp on the mountain for a day, and we'd swim and have, fun.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
He sounds like a nice man.
He was adorable.
What hours did your dad work?
I think he probably worked from 6 until about 4 or 5.
Did he bring his lunch to work?
No. My mother used to make up his lunch after he'd gone to work, and then I would drop it off to him on my way to school.
Oh, good. What did they make? Anything besides knife handles? Did they do anything other than that?
Oh, yes. They did the pepper mills, the little wooden bowls for salt with the wooden spoons.
Your dad's factory did this?
No. Can we back up there? Well, all I know is that they made the knife handle factories when my dad was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they made the handles, and then the Holly Manufacturing did the blades.
Yes, yeah.
What specifically did your father do? Did he just work with sawing the large logs? Did he do anything? Did he do fine work? Did he do large work with the logs?
Pretty much just the large logs. And they'd go through a saw, and then they had to be planed and planed.
Do you remember what kind of wood they used?
Well, I specifically remember a red wood.
Mm-hmm.
It was all what I would say it's good wood compared to what you get today.
Oh, it would be good hard wood.
Yeah.
Now, you have shared with me a photograph of about 15 men in front of the building of the knife factory, and I'm going to read the caption, and the caption says, "They made knife handles. The men in this picture worked at the Salisbury Cutlery Knife Handle Factory in the late 1930s or early 1940s and were recently identified by Jim Lamson of Salisbury for the Scoville Library's historical collection. Mr. Lamson worked at the factory at a later date. The knife handles were made of bone, wood, ivory, shell, buffalo horn, and pearl, according to an old invoice. Total sales in 1886 totaled $19,900. The factory building on the brook next to the Selleck Hill Road Bridge was destroyed by fire in 1935, and the operation moved to a higher location on Factory Street." This is the picture, and these are the men. The back row from left, Tim Doty, Will Jones, Earl Morey, Bill Washington, Charlie Parsons, Richie Parsons. Between the rows, Phil Warner, who owned the factory, and Louis Farwell. Front row from left, Chad Smith, Claude Marks, Mrs. Rohrbach's father, Curly Sr., Bill Parsons, Buster Washington, Hen Schlock, and Dick Parsons. It's a wonderful, wonderful picture. Now we're going to move on to the Salisbury Visiting Nurses. Who started that? Do you know who started the Salisbury Visiting Nurses? Was it a Miner?
Oh, yeah, Ruth Miner. I don't know if she started it, but I remember her as the
instigator of it.
Yeah.
Was it run by her or was it managed by somebody else?
No, I think it was just, at that time, one nurse, and she was it.
And would that have been, I've blanked. It wouldn't be Phoebe Storms, it was before her. And she kept diaries. She was a nurse that would do home visits. Mm-hmm. I'll come up with the name eventually. Who were some of the nurses that you knew that worked at the Salisbury Visiting Nurses?
Well, Phoebe Storms. Mm-hmm. There was a Mrs. Wells, too. I remember she would give me rides around with her. Dorothy Sherwood.
Yeah.
Martha Fitzgerald.
How long did you work for them?
I think probably not more than 2 years.
And you have a picture here that it was in the journal February 28th, 1975, and it shows Dot Sherwood, Sam Whitbeck, and yourself mm-hmm. as a home health aide.
Yeah.
Good picture. Very good picture. Then where did you go to work after the Salisbury Visiting Nurses?
The drugstore.
You went to the drugstore.
Pharmacy, yeah.
And that's always been called Whitbeck's Pharmacy.
Right.
Who ran it?
Bam, Walter, Anna, Audrey.
And what job did Walter do?
Walter did pretty much the newspapers.
And Anna?
Anna did the soda fountain.
And Audrey?
Audrey was a pharmacist, and I think she pretty much managed
things. The store.
Yeah.
And Bam was the pharmacist.
Yes, he was the pharmacist.
And if I remember correctly, both Audrey and Bam went to the University of mm-hmm. Connecticut to mm-hmm. learn how to be pharmacists.
Yes.
And Bam's father and Anna's father and Walter's father was Sam Whitbeck.
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. What did it look like inside?
It was your typical old-fashioned drugstore. We had booths in the front part by the windows, and then we had the soda machine, the soda fountain, and they had this big thing that had all kinds of wonderful nuts and jars filled with candy. They had, the pharmacy was there.
In the back.
Yeah.
The soda fountain was on one side?
Yeah, that was on one side, and it had this big mirror that you could watch yourself eat all those delicious banana splits and stuff.
Oh, yeah. How about root beer floats?
Oh, my gosh. It was so hard to pick something when you could afford it.
Yes.
You thought about it a long time. But,
oh, my. Who were some of the other people that worked at the pharmacy?
Well, we had Lorraine Stevens.
What did she do?
Oh, God.
Everything?
She was, unbelievable. And then there was Nancy Payne, who did the bookkeeping. And Dick Fair was a pharmacist. Richard Farrell was a pharmacist. Eric Hine was a pharmacist.
What did Peter Kelsey do?
Peter Kelsey helped with papers or whatever, mm-hmm.
Mrs. Poglich? Sue Poglich?
She was out in the back in the ice cream parlor.
Okay.
And
then there was a Marla Hine?
Marla Hine was Eric's daughter, and when she came, she did a lot with the computers.
Ah.
Yeah.
How long did you work there?
I was there about 17 years.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Because I remember you working there.
Yeah.
I recognize the picture of you as the home health care aide, but I remember you in the pharmacy. Because that was a neat place to go.
Oh, it was great.
Now I'm going to ask you about buildings and businesses mm-hmm. in Salisbury. And I'd like you to tell me, what was the Roundhouse?
That was on Echo Street, and it was called the Roundhouse.
Why?
Because it was round.
Okay.
And really, it was a great place. We used to play by it a lot. My cousins lived there. And they tore it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was on Echo Street?
It was on Echo Street.
Down at the end?
Down at the end,
okay. How about the House of Herbs? Do you remember it when Mrs. Winters was running it?
I remember the House of Herbs. My sister-in-law, Pearl Rohrbach, worked there for a long time.
Okay. What about the Beehive?
The Beehive is, it was a big, I think it had more than two or three apartments, I'm not sure. But it was up in back of where the K&E is now.
All right, it was Holly Street area.
And it burned down.
How about the Patch? The Patch. I gotcha.
Yeah, the cow, you know, the Patch. By Jim Vale.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the Iron Masters Motor Lodge is now.
I remember that, and there was this cute little old lady that lived there. I can't remember what her name was.
That's all right.
But she was a cute little old lady, and gosh, I wish I could remember her name.
You may. Mm. How about the Swinging Bridge? Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, we used to lay on it
mm-hmm.
and watch.
Make it swing?
Yeah, and the fish, and it was just great.
Were you afraid of it, or
no,
did you just enjoy it?
No, I loved it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And that was so the people from the gateway could get across
mm-hmm.
to the lake.
Yeah.
Do you remember the kettle, the watering kettle? Where was it located? Was it in the middle of the road?
Well, they tell me it was in the middle of the road, but I only remember it when
by the
they
town
moved
home.
It. Yeah,
I think Audrey Whitbeck told me that Bam, when he was a teenager, ran into it when it was in the center of the street.
It's possible.
I think. Do you remember the Jigger Shop?
I do.
And
that was a great place, yeah.
And that was located where?
That was located in Lakeville. What is that?
Ethan Allen Street. And
mm-hmm.
what used to be Montgomery Street.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Hanging Rock? Where's that?
That's
Locust Avenue?
Yes. It starts at the top of the hill here, yeah.
And how about Roaring Oaks? The area that the kids played on the vines was called Roaring Oaks. Was that in that same area?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we used to do for fun, swing on grapevines.
Ah, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. Because Oogie Hostratter, when he started the florist shop in Sharon, named it Roaring Oaks for where he used to play,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was great.
Yeah.
What, if anything, do you remember about the Methodist Church?
I can remember that we, as kids, they used to have a lot of pageants, I guess you would say. And I can remember being in a couple of them. And it was just, and then they had this for adults, the Mr. and Mrs. Club. That was always fun if you could manage to sit on the town hall steps,
mm-hmm.
which we did a lot. and just watch activities at the church, you could see these really,
now
I guess you would say, elegant people.
Are
going
you?
In.
You're confusing me, because if you're standing on the town hall steps, you're looking at the Congregational Church, not
oh,
the
that's
Methodist.
The Methodist Church.
Methodist Church is
yeah.
down in Lakeville.
Okay, the Methodist Church. I remember when the Pollocks were there, and
so the pageants and the men, the Mr. and Mrs.
Those
Club,
were
that's
in the
Congregational.
Congregational.
The Pollocks came in 63, mm-hmm. and they left in 82.
Yeah, and they had...
they had four children.
Yeah, three girls
and a boy. And I had the youngest girl mm-hmm. and the boy. And they were lovely.
Oh, my gosh, they were... He was wonderful.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely wonderful.
And recently at his service that they did here, Emma Pollock received from the fire department a check and a citation in his honor,
oh my
which
gosh.
Was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, he was into everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was in Rotary. Yeah. He was in the fire department. He did scholarships to Camp mm-hmm. Sloan. He was in everything. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to move on to people in Salisbury. And you told me a story about someone that lived in the lockup. Who was that?
Oh, that was Jakey Holder. He was a cute little guy. And apparently he liked to have his wine, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit too much sometimes, because they used to put him in the lockup, which was a building up...
it's on Lockup Street,
lockup,
behind
yeah.
the town hall.
And, but I never saw the building, I just know...
That's where it was.
Yeah, and he used to do a little, like, tap dance.
Oh, all know? Right.
So, yeah, he was a cute little guy.
It seems to me I was told that there was somebody bought the property, that the house was across the street from the lockup, and she tore down the lockup, so he had to go elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. How about Lila Nash?
Oh, my gosh, she was great. Actually, I took care of her for a while. It's a health aid, and... she was always there. She did everything.
She did everything.
Even to the Memorial Day parades
mm-hmm.
with
the
flowers
and
the
flags. I can remember her passing out the flags.
Yeah, she was so sweet.
She was town clerk for years and years.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything particular about Fran LeMoyne that you remember? I know she was a teacher.
She was just...
she was a wonderful teacher.
Oh, my gosh. You know, she never, all she had to do was look at someone and...
She never raised her voice.
No, she didn't.
No.
And she really loved the kids.
She did. It was very evident. I was fortunate enough to work when she was still working, and just a wonderful, very quiet.
Yeah.
She said, I can't cook. I can't cook at all. Her husband did the cooking.
Yeah.
And she told the story about they used to have these plastic recorders for the children to play on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I wanted to make sure that they were very clean, so I boiled them, and they melted.
She would do something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, she would. Judge Warner, Donald Warner.
I don't remember him too much, except that he was a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see him walking. Maybe he went to get his newspaper or something, I don't know. But I don't remember too much about him.
You mentioned somebody about Cock Robin?
Yes, he lived up, we called it the back road. It was off Factory Street near George Selleck. What do they call it? Upper Cobble now, I guess.
Yeah.
And he had his little house over in the woods, and it caught fire one night, and he was burned to death.
Oh, dear.
But he was a very nice man.
Did he do odd jobs, or...?
I'm not sure exactly what he did. I just know that he was, there.
And how about the Fowler sisters?
Oh, gosh, they were great, yeah. They used to...
Their names were?
Emily and Agnes, and they had a, I think it was a German Shepherd dog and a Welsh Corgi. And whenever they heard that someone was not feeling well or, you know, had a problem, they would pack this basket of goodies, and you'd see them and the dog trotting up the sidewalk to deliver it. Agnes actually rode a horse. She had a horse there, and she got thrown off one time and broke her hip.
Oh, dear.
And they had this cute little Irish couple, Jack and Mary Kiley, who lived in the back of their house and took care of them.
They sound like a very lovely couple.
Yeah.
I think I've asked you all of my questions. Is there something that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I hope it comes out all right.
It will. It will. And thank you.
Yeah.